But listen to this. From the clear word, okay? You're looking at the real Bible there in Revelation chapter 14, verse 9. I noticed a third angel flying behind the first and second ones. And he also gave his message in a loud voice for all to hear, saying, those who worship the sea beast and its image and agree to receive the mark of its name on his forehead or on his hand, listen to verse 10, will have to drink the wine of God's judgment, which will be poured out unmixed with mercy from the cup of his indignation. This will take place in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb. What's missing? What's missing? Tormented with fire and brimstone. Okay, let's look at verse 11 in the clear word. The fire of God's judgment will not rest until those who worship the sea beast and the animal and have the mark of its name are totally destroyed. The fire will not rest until they've been totally destroyed. What does the King James Bible say? The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night. So what they've taken out is the no rest day nor night. What they've taken out is the torment and the fire and the brimstone, and it just becomes them being destroyed. So they take out the fact that it's an eternal punishment and add in this idea of just being destroyed or annihilated. Go to Revelation 20:10. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10 is another scripture that we would point to show that hell is eternal. In the Bible, in fact, this is one of the first Bible verses I ever memorized in my entire life. When I was just a little tiny kid, tiny little boy, and my parents had a Bible. Well, they each had a Bible, in fact, a Scofield Reference Bible, but, you know. They had these Bibles, and in the back of their Bible, they had a list of key doctrines. Both my mom and dad had this list. They had a list of key doctrines and where to go in the Bible to prove those doctrines. And the first thing that was listed in that, it was a big list of all kinds of doctrines, but the first thing on the list was eternal hell. And it said Revelation 20:10. And I remember copying those references. I took my parents' Bible when I was a kid, and I had a Bible like theirs, and I copied all those references into my Bible, and I decided I want to memorize these verses so that I can know these key doctrines. And one of the first ones that I memorized was Revelation 20:10 on eternal hell. And here's what it says. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. You say, well, that's horrible. I don't like that. But here's the thing. We don't decide what we like or what we don't like. It's what's true or what's not true. I mean, what does the Bible say? The Bible's not a smorgasbord where you pick certain parts that you like and then other parts you say, well, I just don't like that. I think I'm just going to skip that. No, you take it or you leave it. You take it all as a whole or you leave it all as a whole. You can't be like one of these people like Thomas Jefferson who made his own Bible where he takes out all the parts he doesn't like. Okay, no, you have to take it all because the Bible says if you add to or remove from God's word, you're cursed with the worst possible curse at the end of Revelation.